Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this is the way sports talk radio should be. And we really are alongside one another. Hit it, Alex.
And it feels so good.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
No, I did not. Not yet, Alex.
In case you're wondering, I'm Herb. He's Peaches.
I know, Alex. We're missing you. Everybody's here.
I know.
Even Chris. It's unbelievable.
There's no way.
We always come together. Super Bowl is so fun to come to.
Yeah,
we're not even here for the game, but just staying here this week.
We had a Super Bowl week and everything. Absolutely.
Yep. It's fun here on Media Row.
We're serious so that they don't put up a message the last time we were in Miami. You remember we were
They were jealous.
Because they had like a lame show and they weren't talking about anything. and they were mad because we were yelling about something.
Yes, we were going at it as we do every so often.
It's called passion, right?
Yes.
Chris,
yes.
It's that passion that got us in the top five of the rankings on the radio shows. Oh, wait, maybe we're not top five yet. It feels like we're
top 20. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
We're putting out that petition.
But, all right, let's talk.
No, but it's great to be here, man. Looking forward to a great Super Bowl. But obviously, there is much more to talk about than football. The big news is in the NBA. So we will get to that. We talked Friday a lot of Kyrie Irving. He hadn't been traded at that point.
Right.
Neither of us thought he would get traded.
I didn't think so. I really didn't. I thought that they would try to.
They were done with him.
Yeah, yeah. It just seemed like they realized, okay, this is going to be a problem. And Chris, if he doesn't. You know, he's going to, oh, I'm hurt, I'm not going
right.
to play, and it's going to get into all that.
Absolutely.
And they were like, okay, we're not going to, and I don't know when he missed the other game, whether that was like the start of it. He said he had a knee or something, whatever it was, they might have been like, okay, here we go.
Right.
And we don't want to do that.
There's no telling what he could have done. He could have played for a while and played well
right,
and then decided
to pull the plug. Right.
Y'all not giving me the deal. But we'll get into that. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. On the ones and two, super producer Rob G is here. And you know what? I'm going to have to stop with the Husky jokes.
Rob G looks great.
Rob G is looking really good. Svelte,
you're
in that weight room, huh?
We need to call HR anyway. Whenever the weight jokes come on, call HR.
You in that weight room, Rob G. I like that, man. I like that. You got to get your boy in there with you.
And Chris, you got to meet Covino and Rich finally, right?
Yes, we got to meet. Yeah,
yes.
I got to meet him. You see him
I
all
see him
the
every
time.
Day, right. But you
great
got to meet
Great to see
them.
Covino and Rich. They're doing a fantastic job. They're on right before us. Martin Weiss is here looking good. And it's great to see
How about
everybody.
The last time you seen Elijah?
Elijah's in the house.
We got to call him Pappy now. Pappy.
I know. Little four-month-old.
That's is that what he
great.
Is? 4 months
yeah.
now? Your son? How old? Four months?
4 months. Yeah,
four
that's
months.
Awesome. But it's about time to start working on the next one, huh?
it's the first time in Elijah's life that somebody calls him daddy and they mean it. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm gonna say this seriously. And my father just passed around Christmas, and I did his eulogy, and this was real the truth. I said, my father was 5'6", 125 pounds in his prime. But to me and my brother, he was Superman. And that's the thing, brothers. You have an opportunity when you're a parent. You be Superman to somebody.
No doubt.
And as a mother, you can be Wonder Woman if that's how you want to look at it. But you have that opportunity. So be the best dad you can because you're going to be that little boy or girl's hero. And that's real talk.
And it is. And for me, I guess I would be like Aquaman because I'm kind of wishy-washy. You know what I mean?
If you had a child, though,
you would
be Superman
no doubt,
to them.
No
absolutely.
Doubt, no doubt.
Maybe a little Aquaman thrown in. But all right, Steve DeSager, is he on
hey,
the
Steve.
Updates? Yes, our man Steve. All right, let's get into it, Rob. And you started talking about it. So what are your thoughts? Kyrie traded to the Dallas Mavericks for Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, who was one of their better defenders, certainly one of their better defenders. And then a first round pick and 2 second round picks. And who went over? Markieff Morris, right?
With
Kyrie. So I got thoughts. You got thoughts. What do you think?
I think the Nets did the best that they could do in this situation, Chris. I think at some point they tried to make this work. It looked like after the whole, anti-Semitic flap.
Right.
That Kyrie came back, played well, made
played
the
great.
All-Star team as a starter. So all these good things were happening when him and Kevin Durant were playing and Ben.
18-3.
They were rolling.
18-3.
They were
stretch.
Rolling. Yep. And then all of a sudden, this comes out of left field and throws a wrench because KD's still hurt and he's coming back. And they were treading water, pretty much. They were treading water.
Right. They were going to be fine.
Right.
They may have probably ended up a 3 or 4 seed. Is
right.
What they
but
were
they didn't
do.
Collapse like
no,
last
no,
year when
no.
they lost 11 straight when
right.
he got hurt. But anyway, so I think that at some point you have to realize we're not going forward. We're not going to give this guy the contract that he wants. And he's not going to be happy as long as he doesn't have that contract. So we got to part ways and move on. They tried something, and Chris, and I'm not mad at the Nets. They tried to put together a championship team to try to win. They had cap space.
Right.
They got 2 star players, and they figured they'd fill out the roster and have a chance to win. It didn't work out. Injury, And then COVID, yeah. All these other things.
Injuries was a big
part of it. All got in the way. Because you know when they were all together, they had a good team and they were winning.
Yeah, and a lot of teams and people want to rip the Nets.
No.
And I get it. They have made some missteps. But every team, if Kevin Durant calls you and it's like, Kyrie and I want to come to your team.
Don't tell me
every
you wouldn't do it.
Every team is doing that.
I know.
Every single team. And then we're going to bring James Harden eventually.
No, I'm with you.
Every team is doing that.
I think it's easy to say that. And the same thing. And that series against Milwaukee, don't tell me that if Harden was healthy and Kyrie got hurt in like game two, right?
Oh, yeah.
Missed the rest of the series. And then Kevin Durant,
they
almost on
series.
His own, yep. Chris, got you to game seven.
Absolutely.
And stepped on the line and got a two instead of a three that would have won the game.
Yep.
Milwaukee wouldn't have won a championship if it was about 3 inches. And maybe the Nets could have won.
If they, I mean, there's no doubt. So, look, Kyrie, obviously, with the distractions, with the absences, with the anti-vax stance, that was an issue. But injuries were huge, too, and never forget that. But my take, Rob, is Kyrie, you're in the same exact position in Dallas that you were in Brooklyn, except you're not at home where you say you want to be. You're not playing for the team that you wanted to play for all your life growing up. Your family, which is in Jersey, is not going to be at all your home games, presumably.
Right.
So – and you're not playing with one of your best friends anymore who was a better basketball fit than Luka Doncic. I'm not saying it can't work with Luka, but Kevin Durant is a more seamless fit with Kyrie Irving
no doubt.
Than Luka Doncic. You also were on a better basketball team because they were much better defensively. And like I said, you had a little chemistry that you developed over the season, and Durant was a better fit. But the other thing is this, Rob. He wanted to leave the Nets because they wouldn't give him a fully guaranteed long-term
deal. That's what this is all about.
Did I miss something?
No.
Are you getting that from Dallas?
He's going to Dallas and still, Chris.
Still prove it.
Proverbial has to work for his
yes.
supper.
Yes.
Like proverbial, you still have to prove to people, A, that you're still that guy, which he's been playing great,
right.
And B, I can have faith and trust in you to give you that deal, because this is what people get afraid of, is I can give you that deal now and you're cool for the first 6 months or the first year.
Right.
What happens in year two or three when you don't feel like it, or you
Absolutely.
Don't want to come to the games, or you got some issue going on, or whatever it is?
It's then a I'm natural
left,
thought.
Right. I'm left holding the bag.
Absolutely. If you're acting up and causing distractions – when you don't have the contract security, what in the world will you do once you get it? And so Kyrie went. Now, look, I'll say this. I think his chances of getting to the finals are essentially the same. I think if he had stayed in Brooklyn, they were better than Dallas will be with him. But the East is tougher.
Right.
They would have had a heck of a time getting through Milwaukee and Boston and maybe even Philadelphia. In the West, I don't think Dallas will be as good if it works out with him and Luka. But the West isn't as deep. There's no world beater out there.
Does Luka have to – what, Chris, the adjustment he'll have to make?
Yeah.
He's so used to having the ball. Kyrie needs the ball too. So is that –
I mean, Kyrie can play off the ball because he played with Harden off
right.
the ball. Now, Luka's not the point guard that Harden is. Like people – I know he gets a lot of assists and all that. But Harden, when he – you've seen it, right? When
right.
he plays point – he's like a natural pure point, and he's a distributor. Luka, I don't think, will be that smooth as Harden is. But to your point, Kyrie, even though he can play off the ball and does a lot, he's still going to have the ball at times.
That's what I'm
and Luka's
saying,
going
right.
to have to adjust to playing without the ball.
Because Luka's been so dominant there and so used to having the ball all the time, that this is going to be an adjustment, and it might be an adjustment that he needs to do anyway in order to get to the next level.
I mean, going forward, whoever you end up playing with is going to typically be a star that can do something on his own. Look, they went to the Western Conference Finals with Jalen Brunson. Kyrie is better than Jalen Brunson by a nice margin. So, theoretically, they should be good. I think they will be good. There is no great team out West that you're like, oh, they can't get past them. So they have a shot. Defensively, Rob, they're not going to be good. I don't think. So they haven't been good to this point.
Where's Kyrie's head, though? What do you think?
Well,
you know, like there's no deal there. No, and he's going to Dallas. And still he's in the same, you just said it, the same exact scenario. Nothing's really changed except the location where he's playing.
And you can't ultimately you can't get as much. Well, they do still have his bird right, so he can't get as much. But I that's a great question. Look, I've said this before. We said it going into this year. Kyrie has to be on his best behavior for his future. But that was the case 2 weeks ago. And he demanded a trade or requested a trade. So I don't know if – I think ultimately, Rob, Kyrie is just a guy with so much pride and has trouble acquiescing to people, even if they deserve to be – like he had trouble doing that with LeBron.
Right.
So that's another question. Will he defer to Luka Doncic? Is Kyrie like, I'm older – I got a championship. I hit one of the biggest shots in NBA history. This dude can't get with me. He went at Kobe. He went at Kobe, what, a couple of years out of college, out of high school for that matter. And on the, you know, the Olympic team was ready to go one-on-one with Kobe on the Team USA.
Right.
And so does he go in there like, okay, it's Luka's team, he's the man.
I don't know.
And I don't think he'll say anything, but it'll come up. He said after they lost to Boston in the playoffs, when he was like, hey, we're going to sit down, Sean and KD and me and Steve, and, you know, and work all this out. He wasn't trying to be arrogant. It just came out.
Right.
And so does he end up saying, you know, hey, Luka, you know, he's a really good player, you know.
But if you really want like to really win B, something,
you know,
is
he saying stuff like that?
Yeah, no, I think that time will tell, and especially in the beginning to see how this thing plays out. You know, do they start winning right away, Chris? Do they struggle a little bit? You know, and how many shots is he getting? Does he feel like he's not getting the ball? I think it'll take a little time before we really know if it's going to take.
Yeah, but I do think for all his eccentricities, he's a smart guy. And so, God, can he not recognize that you can't make any waves, just need the ball? So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in. What do you think about Kyrie Irving getting traded to the Mavs? Do you think he upgraded, or is it just a lateral move? It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked. All right, you know MGM, the legendary studio that's defined movie magic for generations with iconic franchises such as Rocky and James Bond. Well, now the legacy continues with MGM Plus, the newest TV and streaming destination for exclusive, acclaimed original series and your favorite Hollywood movies. You can catch a new season of the gangster drama, The Godfather of Harlem, featuring Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker. You can get lost in the addictive psychological thriller called From. You can join the fight for humanity in War of the Worlds, and you can go on an epic journey west with Billy the Kid. Do not miss the powerful docuseries such as Laurel Canyon and My Life as a Rolling Stone. Plus, of course, you can watch the hit Hollywood movies. Explore new worlds, cheer for the champion, and fall in love. MGM Plus is the ultimate escape on TV and streaming. So start your free 7-day trial now. MGM Plus. This is entertainment. Money!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on PrizePicks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm a woman.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios in Phoenix at the Super Bowl.
Wow. And it's a Magic City Monday.
That's right. Oh. Super Week on Fox Sports Radio is presented by CHOQ, the reigning champion of natural men's health. You can supercharge your game, guys, with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. Visit CHOQ.com to kick off your subscription today.
That's Chalk.
That's Chalk.com. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com. Subscribe today. 877-99 on Fox. Your reaction to the Kyrie Irving trade.
Go get Chalk. Okay. Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, I see you guys out there in Arizona sucking up that sun, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I need it.
It's nice.
I needed it.
Chris came out of that frigid
weather. It's about 10 degrees out in New Jersey, man.
Woo! Can't do it.
Yeah. Hey, real quick on this one. If he doesn't get the contract that he got mad about in Brooklyn, if Cuban doesn't give it to him, it's a lateral move because that's what he wants.
Absolutely.
He wants the 4 years. So it's a quick lateral move. So that's an easy one. But I they had a problem. I hear people saying that they may have a chance to win the West. They can't guard anybody.
No, they can't.
Chris said it earlier.
Luka and neither Luka nor
goodness.
Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kyrie's been better defensively this year, but he's not going to solve their problems. And Dorian Finney-Smith was one of their best defenders. So,
Hey, Chris, real quick, got a question for you. Is something going on off the court with the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja? There's some stuff going on down there right here.
Well, yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, they are struggling, I'll tell you that. And, I mean, that's
a
team.
There's an NBA investigation going on with an incident that happened, right? So there's definitely some stuff that's off the court that can be a distraction.
Well, you see the way they're struggling. So that was a team that had a chance to win the West. I mean, we'll see if they straighten things out.
No doubt. How about Boise Bob in Boise, Idaho? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Boise?
Fellas, how you doing? How you doing?
We're doing good.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, man. I'm jealous a little bit. Y'all down there in Phoenix in the wintertime, make sure you get them fajitas up in North Phoenix there. That's a good spot.
It is nice, my man. I tell you that. It is nice.
Is that our stage name or real name, fajitas? I'm just asking.
No. It's a little restaurant in North Phoenix. It's
okay.
Good.
I got you. All right.
I hit it every time I'm down there.
Hey,
guys.
What you got?
Here's my prediction. Here's my prediction for Mark Cuban in 6 months off the camera when he looks at Mr. Wonderful and says, man, that was a bad deal. I shouldn't have got in that one. Look, we've seen it in sports time and time again. There are certain guys that just won't mature. And Kyrie is the type of guy that pulls up to an intersection in a right turn only lane and screams at the sign saying, why are you telling me what to do? I do not see this working out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it could, but
the track record is what it is.
Right. I can't be mad at Boise Bob to think that, Chris, given what's happened. How about Aaron in Virginia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. What's up, Aaron?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Aaron?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, guys. I like this for the Mavericks for two quick points. One, I thought Luka was the most interesting young talent to watch in the league, and now, you know, it makes the Mavericks more so must-see NBA TV. But number two, I think that, you know, Kyrie played his best around LeBron, and Luka's kind of like been compared to a young LeBron, especially his passing ability. So I think it has potential to work out if they can adjust to each other good enough.
Yeah, the thing was, though, LeBron and his team was excellent defensively at that time.
And that's what people keep leaving out.
Like he was a phenomenal defender, one of the best in the league, and Luka's obviously not even close to that. And so that is one big difference. But hey, we'll see. I give him a chance to make it work. And again, it worked to some degree with Jalen Brunson and Kyrie, similar to him, at least in terms of his game, but better at a higher level. All right, we got our man Derek Harper, Bally Sports Southwest Mavs TV analyst. Nobody better to ask about the Mavericks' new trade and new player than Derek Harper, who's a great Mavericks point guard himself. He'll join us next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It is the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest calls Mavs games for Bally Sports Southwest. He also was a fantastic point guard for the Mavericks himself, Derek Harper. Derek, welcome to the iCouple, man.
How you guys, man?
Doing great.
I listen all the time.
Really?
Thank you.
That's nice.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And you know what, Chris? In 1995 and 96, when he was in New York, I was a columnist for Newsday.
Oh, wow.
So, Derek, I was covering you in those days.
Man, I remember that. I remember that. I know both you guys very well.
No doubt.
Well, thanks for joining us. And let's get right to it. Were you surprised that the Mavericks went ahead and made this move for Kyrie? We know he's a great player, but
that's
considering
not even
all
an
that
issue,
comes
right.
with him, were you surprised?
I would say no to that, because I look at the Mavericks situation right now, Chris, and you either do something, and I can't tell them what to do, but you had to do something. Kyrie was available, and I know there's a lot that comes with Kyrie, but even with that being the case, I don't think you give up on an opportunity to get a guy that's as supreme talented as a guy like Kyrie. He's phenomenal as a player, minus all of the other things that you guys are alluding to.
Right.
How about meshing with Luka and sharing the basketball? And will Luka have to change his game, Derek, you know, or
no.
give up the basketball some to welcome in a star like Kyrie?
You know what, Rob? I, Luka has been pro since he was 14, 15 years old, and he's played that way. So I think it'll be hard for him to completely change. However, if you think about it, if you put two talented guys like that on the floor, it kind of takes care of itself, man, because it's basketball. And surely there'll be time late in games where there's some indecisiveness when it comes to who has the ball, things of that nature. Those things I think you have to work through more than you have to worry about throughout the game, who has the ball, who has to change their game. You think Kyrie can change his game at this point in his career? There's no way humanly possible. He's going to be Kyrie. And I just think they're the most talented duo in the NBA overnight, just like that. So that should account for something.
What about defensively? The defense has been a huge problem this year. I think they're 24th in the league. And Dorian Finney-Smith was one of their better defenders. How do you think, you know, they'll be able to turn it around, or do they need to on that side of the floor?
Of course they do. 24th is not going to – that's not championship caliber defense. But who's playing defense nowadays, man?
I mean, just, not like you guys. That's
no,
for sure.
Hey, not like those Knicks teams back in the day. I'll tell you that.
I mean, they're not playing any defense, though. It's Ole in the league now. Guys are scoring 60 points and 50 points on a regular basis.
Right.
40 points. I mean, it's consistently that way. Teams are scoring 140, 150 points sometimes. We were in Portland about 3 weeks ago, and they hung 135 back-to-back games on us. So I know defense is important when you're moving forward and you're trying to advance in the playoffs, but sometimes your defense is your offense. And I think if you look at the backcourt of Luka and Kyrie, two together average 6 points starting on Wednesday against the Clippers, man, I think they'll be okay to win games. I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on opposing defenses.
What about Mark Cuban going forward? What just your gut? I mean, obviously you don't know what's going to happen. Do you think that this will be a long-term marriage, or this will be, you know, we took a shot and we wanted to see how this plays out, and if it doesn't, I'll wash my hands and move on?
I think the latter, Rob. I think it'll be the latter, Rob, simply because – from what I understand, you can sign Kyrie to a short-term contract, 2 years,
right,
is what I read, I think, earlier today. And this is a good opportunity to test the water, to see if things go as planned or go as the way you want it to go. And either way, if Kyrie doesn't work out, it was a chance that didn't work. But I like the fact that Cube took the chance. I like the fact that he stepped up and did something.
Do you, like last year they get to the conference finals with Jalen Brunson, and a lot of people obviously down there think they should have just brought Jalen back. I think Kyrie is a better player than Jalen, but Jalen seemed like he was at his best when Luka was off the floor. How do you see them working it? Do you think it'll look a lot like it did with Jalen? Obviously, when Luka's off the floor, their offense will be much better with Kyrie because that's been a problem for him. But what about together? You think it'll look like Jalen and Luka did?
That's an interesting question. I don't think it looks like Jalen is different. Jalen is cerebral. He's just one of those unique point guards that has a winning persona, if you would.
Okay.
Kyrie is just so damn talented, man, that I don't know how it's going to look, Chris, to be honest with you.
Right.
I'm anxious to see what it looks like, but I don't think it'll be a problem is the way I'll answer that question.
We are joined by Derek Harper of Bally Sports Southwest, the Mavs TV analyst.
Derek, what kind of fans are Mavericks fans? Do they welcome in anybody because you're on our team wearing our uniform, or there'll be some skeptics, some boos for Kyrie, or, you know, like what is the crowd like when it comes to Mavericks players?
Man, they're always skeptics. You know, you're going to run into that. I don't care what the trade was, who the players are involved. You're always going to have some people that's going to question a move like this. But again, what do you do? We would be 500. All year. And be forced to play in the play-in tournament. So you had to do something. Mark pulled the trigger on it. And I think ultimately all it takes, man, is for Luka and Kyrie to get 30 points apiece, and then everybody looks like a genius, right? And if it goes, it goes the other way, they shouldn't have made the trade. And that's what the skeptics are going to echo.
Well, let me – like, a lot of people thought Kyrie would end up with the Lakers. That's one team people felt like,
including LeBron.
It'll definitely work because LeBron is a strong enough leader and personality where, you know, that's where Kyrie was at his best. I think in Brooklyn, Durant, as great as he is not like that strong of a leader. And I think that's why you had some issues with Kyrie. What type of leader – like, is Luka the team leader – what type of leader is he, if he is, and how do you think that will be an issue with Kyrie?
Yeah, Luka's learning to be a leader. I don't think he would say, or anybody would say, he is a total leader. And, you know, there's different kind of leaders. You know that, Chris, because you can lead by example, and you can be verbal, and you can get in people's face and put people in check, things of that nature. But I don't think Luka is that. I think Luka leads with his game. He wants the ball late in games. And, I think that's where the challenges are going to come from, is late in games. Like, Kyrie's the best fourth-quarter scorer in the NBA right now.
Right.
So he's certainly going to want the ball. And if you're honest, he deserves the basketball as well. So I think those are going to be the little nuances that they have to work out. But, I mean, leadership or not, I think Jay Kidd is going to play a big role in this.
Right.
I sincerely do. As head coach, I think he's going to have to really be blunt on what he wants from that backcourt. You can't just leave it up all to them to figure it out. I think you need a little guidance in any new situation.
No, that's the truth. That's the truth. All right, that's the great Derek Harper. We appreciate your knowledge,
Derek,
man.
Thank you.
Hey,
thanks for the kind words.
Yes.
You're very welcome. Listen, I'm rolling with Philly all the way. I know you're all out in Arizona. So.
I'm with the Chiefs.
I'm done betting against Mahomes.
I'm with you on Philly all day. Philly by 10. You heard it here. Philly by 10.
I'll call the producer back. I'll call and place the bet.
All right, Derek. See you, man. Thank you. Could it be Rob Parker is actually giving Tom Brady a compliment?
That's right.
Wow. Stay tuned. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Super Week on Fox Sports Radio is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Supercharge your game with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. Visit CHOQ.com to kick off your subscription today. That's Chalk.com. Subscribe today. It's time for Shekel City.
Two, Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, that's right. Let's do some NBA. I finished off the week on a high note. I was 3-2-1 on Friday. Thursday, I was 3-0. So I knocked out five of my last six Shekel City picks. Here we go. And we just heard it. The Mavericks haven't won a game this year without Luka, Chris. I'm taking the Jazz -9.5 over the Mavericks tonight. Yes, let's make it 0-8 for the Mavericks, and the Jazz will cover that 9.5. Also, no Steph Curry. I'm not taking the Warriors. They host the Thunder, Chris. I'm taking the Thunder +3.
Playing good basketball.
Yeah, Thunder +3, and that game is in San Francisco. No Steph Curry. So I'm going to take that. And the last one, I'm taking the Kings. They're in Houston playing the Rockets, and I got the Kings -7. The Kings are a good team, Chris. They're 29-23.
Yep.
All year long, they've been good.
Yep.
I don't know why we just can't shake that whole Kings thing, but they're good.
Maybe because they haven't been good for two decades.
Yeah, maybe that was it. All right, so there we go. We got the Mavericks as the best. I mean, the Jazz as your best bet. We also have the Thunder beating the Warriors, getting 3 points. And I got the Kings giving up 7 points against the Rockets. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Tom Brady, Rob, we know he retired a week or so ago. And he has decided, we all know he's got the huge deal with Fox Sports to call games, yep. $375 million for 10 years. Wow. But anyway, he has said he will not start doing that, his broadcasting career, until Saturday. Until 2024. It'll be a Saturday in 2024.
Well, I think they play on Sundays, right. But I know what you mean.
He's waiting until the 2024 season to start his broadcasting career. And you like that.
Bravo. Bravo to Tom Brady.
This is the first time. He's won 7
Bravo.
Super Bowls, 3 MVPs.
Bravo.
And this is the first time Rob Parker's given him any credit.
Chris, I think this is good. Like he was a player. You need some separation. Retire. Relax a little bit. You know what I mean? Tom Brady can get some training about being in the booth. Don't just jump in there. If you want to have a career and be good at it, you're a good football player, Chris, right? A great football player. That doesn't mean you're going to be a great broadcaster.
Right.
You need some help. You need some training. I'm available. I will help Tom Brady with the hot takes.
Don't hold your breath, Rob.
I'm still waiting for him to come on. Rob G, have you contacted Fox? He was on Colin. It's time for Tom. Chris, you're the biggest Tom Brady homer there is. Don't you want Tom Brady on the Odd Couple?
I just let him get on and you two go at it, and I just sit there and watch.
Tom and I, we would hit it off. He'd say, Rob, I got so much respect for you. I've been watching you for years.
He'd probably say, I'll come on if Rob's not there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's happened before.
But I'll say this, Rob, because, look.
That's not a bad thing, though,
he
right?
He might be a natural.
Yeah, I don't know.
He might be great right away, but I like that he is saying, nah, I want to get trained. I want to make sure I do it well.
Right.
I want to be the best I can. He's talked about that. I want to be great at this.
Right.
I respect that, because he could, just being Tom Brady, he could just come on and maybe he's good right away, maybe he's not, but he's still Tom Brady and he's still got that contract.
But that's the thing.
And you could learn on the air if he wanted to be lazy.
I think he doesn't want to, like, embarrass himself from this standpoint, Chris. Everybody's going to point to that contract if he's bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that'll be like the albatross. Oh, my God, I can't believe they're paying Tom Brady $37.5 million. He's terrible. Oh, my God, he's a bore. I hate when he's on. Like, you don't – did you hear Tom Brady misspeak, stumble over?
Right.
Like, I can't understand him. Like, that's the part you don't want. And I give him credit to take some time – get it right. Don't rush, because I know Fox wanted to put him on the studio show, like, right away. Like, go do that.
He probably could do that right away. But, like, the other thing is, like you said, get away and enjoy yourself.
You need time.
Right.
You've been through a hellish year with the divorce, all the other issues. You know, you got your butts kicked by the Cowboys to end. You know, you walked off the field in that kind of game.
It was a tough season.
Yeah, you know, like, right. They won the division with a losing record. Like, it was a bad year. So this is smart. I really believe that. It's smart to take some time.
I totally agree. Spend some time with your children. They're of the age.
Find a new
probably
wife.
Playing sports. Hey, you never know. Or try to get back with Giselle. I don't know what he's going to do.
That's not happening. She's done.
You never know. She seems like it. She seems like it.
You could just see
know.
The stuff she's putting out. It just seemed like
she's
moved
seems
on.
Like she's ready to move on. But
I thought my wife would come back. You know, that was 25. How long have I been divorced? Over 25 years now? I was like, any day she's going to knock on the door and be like,
are you serious?
Rob, I blew it. No, not at all. Chris, not for 1 minute. No, not for 1 minute.
But no, I think this is a smart move by Brady. I think it's a humble move, right? Because he could just hop in there. And so I'm happy for him that he's doing this. I'm happy for Fox. I think it'll be great for us. He'll probably make a couple of, you know, a few appearances on the studio show here and there just to whet people's appetite.
Come on, the Odd Couple. We got plenty of time for you, Tom.
We do. We'll give him as much as he needs. And Rob will clam up. He gets Brady up here.
I'm not going to be disrespectful, but I'll ask all the questions that need to be asked. I wouldn't be disrespectful to him. I would ask him about the cheating. I would. Like, how much does that bother you? Like, that's attached to that team.
Right.
You know, and then I would ask him about what, didn't you want to be Derek Jeter, play your whole career in one place and not have to go to Tampa Bay? Stuff like that. Those would be decent questions.
It's not 1974 anymore.
No, I'm just saying, Derek Jeter didn't play in 1974.
I don't think people are worried about anymore. When we going to get to, I think we're getting to Aaron Rodgers. He's dropping hits, Rob. Like, he might be open to going to Vegas.
All right, we'll see.
Sound like he might like Vegas as much as you do.
I love Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm just not taking any extracurricular activities when I'm there.
He goes to South America.
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking?
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona, having fun. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, hour number 2 is next. Fox Sports Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.